Awesome, awesome. Who's excited about the future of Locust Grove Church?
Amen.
Let me ask that again. Who's excited about the future of Locust Grove Church?
Amen.
Thank you. We're going places. Things are happening. Who would agree with me that things are happening at this church? The Lord's hand is upon us, and we're in a good season, church family. I want us to, we've been talking about gratitude all day long, but I want us to be very careful to give God thanks that we seem to be growing when a lot of other churches around us are struggling because of the COVID after effects. So let's always be grateful for what the Lord is doing in this house. Amen to that. And only He gets all the credit. Amen? It doesn't hurt that you have a wild and crazy pastor. All right, let's open our Bibles. Are we ready for God's Word this morning?
Amen.
Let's open our Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Hold your finger there. Let's not put the scripture up quite yet on the screen, please. Because I want us to, it'll take a while before we get to the scripture that we want to see in 1 Timothy 4. I have my Bible marker there. But while you're turning, allow me to set this message up. It's a standalone message that I'm entitling The Different Degrees of Gratitude. The Different Degrees of Gratitude. Who would agree with me that gratitude is not something that might initially happen out of emotional overflow? That sometimes, church family, quite honestly, that many times we need to make ourselves decide to be grateful people in spite of what might be happening. Can I get a witness? You know, I hear some Christians, they feel they're always, they leave everything up. It's like they take their lives and toss it to the wind and they just say, well, if the Lord wants me to do this, well, it'll just happen. No, sir. If the Lord took that attitude with humans, how many people would go to hell? Everybody. Doesn't the scripture say in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved? Don't we have to call on the name of the Lord? Well, doesn't the Lord say that we need to be purposeful and intentional about gratitude? Right? Did you know that studies say that if we are grateful for three things a day, I can think of many more things to be grateful than just three, but if we're grateful for three things a day for 21 days, it will rewire our brain and we'll begin to be more grateful naturally than we were before. Well, I don't believe that, Joe. Well, do you brush your teeth on purpose? You know, I don't know about you. Many years ago, this is when, what, somebody said something cute. Yes. Many years ago, I was still in Effingham, and I went to the dentist office, and they said, gosh, Joe, they said, this quote, word for word, you have such nice teeth, why don't you floss? And I'm like, okay, guilty as charged, I'm going to start flossing. Since then, I floss every night. Am I right, Cindy? You know, there are some nights that I'm like, I'm too tired. I don't want, but I make myself floss because how many of y'all know that that it helps me with my teeth. And tomorrow I've got a dental appointment and I'm telling you what they're going to say. Don't want to see you for another 6 months. You're great. Very little calculus between your teeth. So, but we do that on purpose sometimes whether we feel like it or not.
It's not calculus.
Sorry. No, don't tell me.
Advanced math.
Don't tell me. Oh, gosh. What is it, smarty pants?
Tartar.
Sorry. I want to crawl under a hole now. Then excuse me while I... Oh, gosh, it's getting warm in here now. Whatever they call that thing that builds between your teeth when you don't take care of them. Okay, how many of y'all know that you bathe on purpose? Did I say something wrong on bathing? What's that, honey?
That depends on who you're talking to.
Oh! How many of y'all know that we do things on purpose in life because they have to be done? Who goes to work only the days that you feel like working? Let me tell you, sweetie, you will not have a job very long, will you? So the point is, listen to your family, we need to practice gratitude deliberately and intentionally. And once again, if we do that for 21 days, just think about three things we're grateful in a day, four in a day. You know, three things. There's Gabby, there's Sophia, there's Carissa, there's my grandkids, there's my wife, there's my church family. That's a huge point of gratitude. So we do it deliberately. But, you know, as I've studied the scripture, I have found, church family, listen carefully, that not all gratitude is gratitude. In the eyes of the Lord, not all gratitude is gratitude. I think I have your attention now. That's bugging me, Laura. Google it. I know I'm right. Google it. Calculus is the buildup between your teeth. Miss Carol, I'm telling you. I'll do it after the service. That is bothering me. I know I'm an educated man. I tell that to my wife all the time, don't I? She's like, yeah. Okay, moving right along. So where was I? Well, calculate. No. I want to get to the, in the sight of the Lord, not all gratitude is gratitude. Listen, this morning I wanted to look at different degrees of gratitude. Okay, so let's talk about the most common form of gratitude that there is in the world today. You know, do you realize that you don't even have to be a follower of Jesus Christ to practice this first form, first degree of gratitude? You don't even have to believe in God to practice this first degree of gratitude. Who has met people that say, well, I have an attitude, a general attitude of gratitude. I live my life grateful. But if you ask them what they'll tell you what they're grateful for. But when you ask them, who are you grateful to? They'll just say, well, the universe maybe, but I don't believe in God. Golly.
Okay, we all have to eat crow because tartar is dental calculus.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. Thank you. It's hot in here.
It hardens into tartar, also called into calculus.
There you go.
Starts with flex.
That's fine. But I was not wrong. Whoever was laughing, you are eating crow. Yes, sir.
I'm eating crow.
All right. Doesn't it taste good in front of the whole church? It tastes better, doesn't it? So I got one question for you, Locust Grove. Who's bad? Let's move on. Let's move on. So when you ask these people, what are you grateful for? They can tell you all forms of stuff they're grateful for, but when you ask them, who are you grateful to? Well, they say, you don't have to be grateful to anybody. I'm just a grateful person. Atheists hold that form of degree. Who would agree with me that that's the most shallow form of gratitude? I mean, you're not grateful to anybody? Not grateful to God? You don't have to believe in God to be grateful from that degree. Let's go to the second degree, and we're going to look at the scripture that we looked up. 1 Timothy chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 1 through 4 if you want to follow in your Bibles or look up on the screen. Now, the Spirit speaks, expressly says that in the latter days some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy and having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from certain foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. So let me ask a question. Who gives thanks for their food? Thank you. That's a great thing to give thanks for. Let me say here, but you're just beginning with degree number two of gratitude. Did you know that? Degree two. We give thanks. I'll tell you, Cindy's on top of things. If I begin eating, she's like, no, we didn't pray. Okay, let's pray. We hold hands and pray. Let's pray. Or so anyway, so giving, it's good. It's a good thing to give thanks for the food that we partake of. In fact, we have scripture. It says that the food should be received with what, church family? With thanksgiving. We should be thankful for all that God provides. Amen?
Amen.
So that's a mild form of thanksgiving. Some of you, I can see where you're thinking. You're thinking, well, I wonder where he's going to take this message. Well, it's going to be biblical, so everybody just chill. Let's look at the third degree of gratitude, and that's Psalm 107, verses 1 through 8, please. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he let them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his what?
Goodness.
Goodness. And for his wonderful works to the children of men. So the third degree, who gives God thanks for the nice things that God does for you?
Amen.
You know, there's a song, you know, he saved my, how does he healed my body, he saved my soul, he came through right in time, I'm going to praise his name. Miss Miller, you probably know which song. It's one of those Pentecostal, grab a tambourine and start doing the Holy Ghost two-step. But I do the maraca, I have that Latin flair. Anyway, attention span. So who's thankful for, who's had God do some really cool stuff for you? Wow. I'm thankful for that. I am thankful that God performs miracles. I am thankful that God answers prayer. Who has had prayer answered recently? Thank you. Who's thankful for the things that God has said yes to in your request? I'm thankful. But do you realize, church family, according to the Bible, you're just in the third degree of gratitude? Puts in perspective people who complain and don't even give thanks, doesn't it? Have you met people who aren't grateful? Gosh. Are they fun to be around? No. So we're in the third degree. You know, we're good at that. That's kind of what we've been fostering here during this service, is third degree gratitude. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. But listen carefully, church family. There's the fourth degree of gratitude. Okay, so let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, please. Verse 18. In everything, do what? Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. What is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us? Giving thanks in what? Everything. So can I ask an honest question? When you're facing opposition, when you are in the middle of a crisis, when your body is sick, your bank account doesn't look too great, your relationships are a little shaky, do you still pause to give God thanks in the midst of the bad in your life? See, now, church family, now we're going beyond the norm. Now we're going into big boy, big girl church. Can you and I give God thanks in the midst of the good, the bad, and the ugly? Shouldn't we? Isn't it God's will for our lives? Right? Well, Pastor Joe, I feel bad because I'm grateful for my food. Well, how many of y'all know that we grow in these different degrees? You don't just get saved and you're all like Mr. Next Degree. You're not black belt gratitude degree, right? One thing I'm grateful for is that I was proven right this morning. You don't try to correct an educated man who knows five different languages. True story. Anyway, so can we give God thanks? Didn't he say to God, though you slay me, yet will I trust in you? Didn't he say, naked I came into the world, naked I shall go out. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of y'all know that that requires a level of maturity in your life? I can give God thanks for food. I think anybody could give God thanks for food. I think most anybody with a reasonable frame of mind can give God thanks for blessings. But to quote a song by Casting Crowns, can you praise him in the storm? How many of y'all know that requires some maturity on our behalf? Amen? Who wants to know what the last degree of gratitude is? The black belt. Well, that's only 1, 2, 3. Let me ask that question. By a show of hands, who would like to know what the last degree of gratitude? Thank you. How hard is that? See, when I encourage you like that, you're like, eh. But when you try to prove me wrong, oh, yeah. Oh, hello. Let's pause the service. Time out. The preacher is wrong. And I said, no, the preacher's not wrong. He got a photographic memory. And let's look it up. And oh, we're eating crow. Okay, good. I'm thankful you're eating crow.
Sometimes you need an ego shot.
Amen.
That's what gave him a shot of
ego. He's right. I just got an ego shot, right, Craig? How many of y'all still love your pastor? That I'm not a stuffed shirt, that I'm not a holier than thou, that I provide a little entertainment like Flip Wilson? Don't edit that, Miss Sheila. She did that last time to me. She edited Geraldine. Woo! Don't do that, Miss Sheila. Okay. The last part. Listen to Ephesians. Listen to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Good message, everybody. Amen. Ephesians 5, 18 through 20. Do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Notice verse 20, giving thanks how often?
Always.
Giving thanks always for what things?
Always.
For all things? We're supposed to give God thanks for all things? So let me ask you a question. Does all include disease? Does all include being down in the dumps? Does all include setbacks in life? Does all include failed relationships? Let me be clear about something. By the fact that we're giving God thanks for all these things, that does not mean that they came from the hand of God.
Amen.
But who agrees with me that God is still worthy to be praised in the midst of all that?
Amen.
See, when you see this message in a full light, church family, see how selfish we can be with thanksgiving? Oh, I'll thank God for the blessings. Yes, praise the Lord. Oh, God is on my side. God is my provider. God is my healer. But can you give God thanks for the cancer? Joni or Johnny Erickson Tata, who's heard of her? I remember one time I was listening to her on the radio, and she said she was talking about all her struggles with being a paraplegic. You know, she dove and she, snapped her neck, did she? And from then on, she couldn't move, so she's confined to a wheelchair, kind of like Stephen Hawking was. And she struggles with physical ailments all the time. And she said, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the paralysis. Can we do that, church family? Yes, she is an artist. Can we be thankful for everything? Who would agree with me that this kind of level of gratitude requires utmost maturity and a very confident relationship with God? Yeah. You know, I love the way the Lord revealed himself to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15. He said, Abram, I am the Lord, your exceeding great reward. So let me ask a question in closing. Do we look strictly for the material blessings that we consider to be rewards? Or is Jesus and Jesus alone, who is our portion forever, do we look to him as our exceeding reward? Or do we get bogged down with only material blessings in the here and now? Or is he our exceeding reward? Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you, Lord God, for your love for us. Thank you that your eyes are upon us and your heart is in us. And Father, for teaching us, helping us grow in gratitude. Father, those of us who are at the Thanksgiving over a meal level, a degree, may we grow to the next level. Those of us who are at the thankful for blessings level, may we grow to the level that causes us to be thankful in all circumstances, not only the good. And Father, may we arrive at that point, that degree of gratitude, when we can actually pause and say, Lord, if I lose everything, you are still my exceeding great reward. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.